Good afternoon. Let me start by reiterating some important and obvious points. First of all, we support the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Syria. We are a member of the ISSG, and we are in favor of a political solution there. Third, we are part of the international coalition fighting against Daesh. The crisis in Syria has been affecting Turkey significantly from the beginning. We have been facing national security threats and attacks emanating from Syria since the start of the conflict, including from terrorist organizations which are operating there. These threats have gained new dimensions and changed over time, but they always increased. In this respect, we have announced on various occasions that we would not hesitate to exercise our inherent right of self-defense under international law. With this understanding, Turkey's determination to protect citizens at borders was highlighted in multiple letters to the Security Council since 2012. Our rule of engagement vis-à-vis Syria, adopted in June 2012, which are concrete manifestation of our right to self-defense, are well known to all parties and are strictly implemented. One of the components of our rules of engagement is retaliation to fire emanating from Syrian soil. For Turkey, as for any other country, national security is a serious matter. It is only natural that we take the relevant measures in response to the increase of threats and risks emanating from Syria. This is our position, Turkey's position. Oftentimes repeat these basic principles. Today, I needed to reiterate them, to repeat them, because of the request by the Russian delegation about having a Security Council meeting today. I will stop here, and if you have any questions, of course, I will be answering them.
Thinking of committing ground troops, what would it take if Kurdish forces, whether in Iraq or Syria or PKK, were to take action? I mean, that seems to be the crux of the matter. Can you enter Syria without the permission of the government?
There are various statements, numerous statements from the leadership in Turkey. Our leaders, political leaders, are quite open on saying that Turkey will not be going into Syria with the boots on the ground. If it is not a collective action, either by the Security Council resolution or by the international coalition that we are part of. So if it is, it is going to be collective. It is not a Turkish national kind of operation. It is, for us, the three principles that I have mentioned at the beginning were just for that purpose. We are, very respective of the international law and basic principles of international relations.
So, Mr. Ambassador, just to understand, if the forces in this moment, the Kurdish forces, they close in and they will arrive to practically unify in the part of the bordering Syria between Syria and Turkey, and they will have. They're able to overwhelm the Sunni or ISIS forces that are there. You're saying that Turkey will not invade and Turkey will not respond. That's what you're saying.
First of all, these are not Kurdish forces. They are PYD forces. It's a terrorist organization. They are not fighting regime or Daesh. What the area that they captured is not captured from Daesh or Nusra. It was captured from the moderate Syrian opposition. This is one thing. The second thing, there are fire coming from Syrian soil, and based on our rules of engagement, we are retaliating those strikes. But there is also a third point. The area between Aleppo and our border is densely populated. There are a lot of local population there. But also on top of that, there are IDPs, which, I mean, were forced to move in that area. So it is not a very stable place with a lot of people. Continuous fighting in that area, the shelling, pushing by the PYD forces is creating a lot of, mass movement of people, IDPs, towards Turkey. That is a national threat for us. That is why we have been alert on the issue. But as I said, our Turkish troops would be not in the picture. As I said, our leaders, political leaders' statements are public knowledge internationally. Yeah, please.
Russia today distributed a new resolution for to be discussed. And some Western members claimed that we already have resolution 2254, mm-hmm. but it's not implemented. Do you think this resolution already implemented, Julie? Thank you.
The problem with the ongoing problem is actually, we have 2254, the resolution, and one of the important element of that is the cessation of the hostilities, which is being violated by one of the prominent members of the Security Council. The fighting, bombing, it's not only bombing militarily, hospitals, schools, medical facilities are being bombed. After the Russian Federation's intervention in the war, the majority of the civilian casualties are caused by this intervention. So it is the resolution is there. So why do we need another resolution in that regard? When I see the text, I found it deafeningly silent on one issue, the humanitarian issue, the violation of the humanitarian aspects of the resolution. It is simply not existing in that paper.
Not supported only by Russian, but also by the Americans.
Sorry, I couldn't get the question.
Yeah, what is your position on the fact that YPG is supported not only by Russians, but by the Americans also?
For us, what is important is to conduct the counter-terrorism with the principles. For us, any terrorist organization is a terrorist organization, full stop. For PYD, they seem to try to get legitimacy by seemingly fighting with Daesh. Actually, this is not the case. This is being perceived, unfortunately, by our allies, by the Russian Federation, and also, very interestingly, as the PR a while ago said, it is being supported by the Syrian regime. For us, fighting against another terrorist organization does not give legitimacy to any terrorist organization. This is the basic principle which we conduct our counterterrorism operations.
Do you expect the position of NATO in this crisis, in this moment, should be?
Should be.
Yes.
What do you expect? NATO is a self-defense and collective defense organization. Of course, they are following closely. When there need be, we are, of course, briefing, informing our allies. They are monitoring. At this stage, there is no room for or requirement for NATO involvement in the situation. We do not have such a request. We are, of course, briefing the developments in our part of the world to our allies. Thank you.